This is episode 2309 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. Welcome to day four of our series. We are midweek as we explore the theme of looking inward to become more present in your life. I'm Mary Meckley and I welcome you. I wonder how you're doing with your challenge. I hope that you are finding some things that you'd like to pursue in your life. Your challenge was issued by none other than one of your fellow meditators that you heard in an interview in the very first episode. Her name is Kristen Neubauer, and Kristen lives in Washington, D.C. She's been a listener of the Daily Meditation Podcast, and she's on the app now, and she's been a listener from the very beginning. And if you are too, I want to thank you, and I'm so honored that you listen to the podcast episodes day in and day out and show up for yourself. If you're new here, I want you to know you are in the right place. Everybody begins their meditation journey in their own way. We all start somewhere. So here you are, wherever you are on your journey. Now, your challenge is to daily ask yourself, what is it you want in your life? What would you like to bring into your life? In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to help you persevere. That can be a very important quality these days, as so many things are seemingly beyond our control. This uncertainty can create so much impatience. You are likely feeling, as we all are, as I am for sure, so tired of this pandemic or something else that's happening in your life. Maybe you're battling an illness or you're in a difficult relationship or you're living somewhere that you can't wait to move away from. Sometimes it does take perseverance, but one of the most important things is not to give up. And in light of our theme for today, perseverance, I want to send special thoughts to India, which is struggling terribly with the coronavirus right now. Send thoughts of strength and vitality to lift the people up there and the other places in the world where you may know people personally who are struggling with the coronavirus. To inspire you, I want to share a quote that Kristen selected and also insight about the quote from Aesop's Fables. It's a classic collection of fables that has stood the test of time. We still read these stories, and you likely have heard them yourself, maybe in your childhood. They also appeal to adults. The lessons of each fable gives us something to reflect on. So this quote is, "Do not let anything turn you from your purpose." This is from the fable, The Wolf and the Kid. Kristen writes, "The concept I take from this and meditate on is commitment and follow through. There were times earlier in my life that I had started projects with lots of enthusiasm, but had not seen them through to the end. Looking back, I wished I had committed more deeply to these projects, and so that is something I work on now." I invite you to bring to mind something that you gave up on, something you let go of, that you wish you would have stayed with. And as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, Reflect on the time or times in your life when you were initially so excited about something. You might have really put your heart into some project and it just didn't work out. And maybe it could have worked out, but you decided to let it go. And there's always a lesson in that. Think about what it was that made you give up. I invite you to place your hands in the Jnana Mudra. This is the mudra Kristen selected, one of her favorites, and it's a classic mudra in meditation and yoga. You likely have seen it on many statues of meditators. You simply touch your thumb tip to your index fingertip, creating a circle or the OK sign. Your other fingers are gently extended outward. Your hands are on your lap, doing this with both hands, and your palms are upward. As you hold this mudra, the circle represents completion. Bring to mind now your challenge for this week, looking inward, and be present with what you currently want out of your life. Bring it to mind. Feel it deep within your heart expanding. Feel the excitement and the passion within you and the reasons why you're pursuing this goal. Why do you want it? How will it make the world a better place? Continue sitting, your spine straight, your eyes gently uplifted, noticing the rhythm and flow of your breath. Meditate just to the point where you could meditate a little longer, always end your meditation on a high note. And as you reflect on what it is you want to bring into your life, remember the quote, "Do not let anything turn you from your purpose." You are so worth slowing down for.